Rural Vernon Parish took in thousands of people trying to get out of Rita's way, but it quickly became hard for the small community to help when it found itself in Rita's path. NPR's Lizzie O'Leary went to Vernon Parish, and she has this story.
It's hard to imagine that this is a place of refuge. The power in town is out. Streetlights are dark and twisted. Huge trees rest on houses. And the metal roof of an elementary school is peeled back like tinfoil. But it's the shelter at Leesville High School that shows just how much this community is straining to help its southern neighbors. The shelter is really a three-gymnasium complex. It holds about 500 people. Families are sitting outside on cars or in the grass as the sheriff's deputies unload some prepackaged military meals. It's broiling hot, and orange and black love bugs are landing on everything. Glenn Jones from Lake Charles says he's calling out to the government for more aid.
This is a distress call, and we need help. We know we got generators around here. We got a military base that's about 15 miles away from here. We need some help. We got National Guard, we got troops. We know that they're doing a good job, and we can't wait till nobody dies before we do something. So we're making a plea out for help.
Jones and other shelter residents say they know the local authorities are doing what they can, and they're thankful. Still, even the Red Cross volunteers acknowledge that everyone and everything at this shelter is stretched thin. Wayne Kaiser is a volunteer from Missouri. He says the shelter came together haphazardly as more and more southern evacuees arrived in town.
So we just have people on the floor of these gyms on whatever they brought with them. Sometimes it was basically nothing. Some of them brought air mattresses, and most of them just have blankets and maybe an ice chest, very, very little. So it's a very difficult shelter conditions.
There's drinking water here and porta potties, but no hot food, no air conditioning, and in this gym, there are only two doors that open to the outside to provide light and air.
So it's very dark, it's very stifling. So these people are really having a tough time, but they're making the best of it.
What would you estimate the temperature is right here?
Well, it feels like it's probably 90 degrees with equal humidity. There's a 10-day-old baby in here, and there's 90-year-old women in here. There's people in wheelchairs in here. And we have virtually no doctors, no registered nurses. We have one medical technician. Without any supplies of her own, basically handing out Tylenol.
Evacuees like Victoria Ratcliffe from Lake Charles say everyone's pooling together to share what they have.
These people next to us, they've let us use their ice chest because we had no ice chest. We didn't have time to grab everything.
Ratcliffe says she thinks her trailer was probably destroyed in the storm, and she doesn't know what happened to the 6-month-old puppy she left behind. Still, she's making thank you cards for the police, who, she says, have treated her like family.
Really, we couldn't ask for better people to be so supportive. And I never thought that I would go through something like this, but until it's done to you, you don't know what we're going through. It's a tough situation, but we're getting through it.
Hopes to go back to Lake Charles within a week, even though she knows she may have no home to return to. Lizzie O'Leary, NPR News.